Peace and blessings. Okay, so this is going to be part two of the Carly Russell situation. As you know, because I'm late recording, I really didn't give a fuck about the case. So, like I said, it was too many holes. I didn't want to lead either way, so I was being the fence. But something just wasn't adding up. So she finally admitted, and her lawyer sent over a whole written up thing of her statement saying that, you know, she lied. She said it was an inside thing. It was just her. Now, she didn't say why she did it. She's just asking for forgiveness. So, I didn't watch the press conference from her local police department because I already figured it was going to be some bullshit. So her lawyer wrote up a statement saying that it was only her at the hotel. She never saw a baby. That she did all of this hoaxing herself, that there was no one else. There was no kidnapping. There was no white man with the gray, well, with the orange hair, the bald spot. She was not at the hotel with anyone else. They said she never left, I believe it's called Hoover or whatever area that she lives in. She says she never left that area, which means that when she says she left and they took her to a different area in a truck, all of this was a lie. She never left the area. She did, however, get a debit card under someone else's name, and that same debit card was used to buy, I believe, snacks in the hotel that she was laying low at for those 2 days. So what have we learned? I'm not 100% sure how to answer that. I don't think she learned anything. I think she didn't think it would get that big. I didn't think she thought that it was going to be like a huge thing. I thought she thought that her boyfriend or her family would get in touch with the boyfriend, like, oh, she's missing, and he would look for her, and then that would reconcile their relationship. Because let's be clear, although she didn't state why she did it, she's asking for forgiveness and prayers to seek out, I guess, her mental. She needs to get her mental together. I'm thinking she couldn't fathom some man, or matter of fact, yeah, some man that she was dealing with to leave her for someone that she felt was under her. Hence the stripper that we talked about last time. She said the stripper was beneath her, poor, da da da, a single mom, like, whatever. She felt like she was better than that person. So when her boyfriend chose that person over her, I think it did rock her mental a little bit. Not saying that's an excuse. Just saying that I've done crazy things. I've stalked people. I've waited outside their house drunk to see if they're going to come home with someone else. I mean, women do crazy shit because I feel like women are not all like there sometimes when we put our all into a man or a relationship with where we put our love and some of our mental inside that, blood, sweat, tears, all into that. I think that we sometimes don't think things through. She definitely didn't think this through. The only thing I was a little confused about was the fact that she's a nurse, supposedly, but she stole from a register. She looked up on her computer or her phone, and the police have looked at this. How to disappear? Does an Amber Alert cost money to the family or whatever? She also looked at how to steal from a register without anyone knowing. These are things that she looked up, how to disappear. And everybody was joking that she should have just watch Gone Girl or Taken, right? And it's so funny because if she was to have gone by those videos, those movies, maybe she could have got away with it, you know. But I mean, when you get the FBI involved, although I don't feel like people at the FBI are very smart, especially not the police department, because people on Twitter have solved things before they have, you know what I'm saying? So although I don't think they're smart, I do think that they put in a lot of effort to find her and resources. And I think it was mostly because of the child that she said she saw. She said she saw a white child. So obviously if they find the child, they find her, or they find her, they find the child, and then they can lock up the family that's using their children as bait to kidnap people. And I think they thought they could get like a whole like ring of missing people and shit. So maybe that was their thing. I'm not sure. I don't think they would have put all these resources into something and they just would have thought that she was lying about the child and it was just her missing. You know what I mean? So yeah, I do think they could have did a little bit more digging on finding her and the stripper arguing. They could have asked the boyfriend more stuff. So maybe they could have came to the conclusion that she was just a bit off her rocker, you know, and possibly doing this for attention, because that's really what it was. She was doing all of this for attention, and it's sad to say, but I think some relationships are so toxic and we as women don't know how to leave them. So we finally do the wildest shit so the man doesn't want us, or that we exhausted all of our options and him wanting us. Not saying it's healthy, not saying it's bright, just saying that sometimes we might, you know, do some weird shit. I don't really have anything else to say about it. I do believe that she should be charged. I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like, I don't give a fuck about the state's or city's resources. I don't give a fuck about the cops or the FBI. My thing is, I think it should be one of those punishments that makes her seek mental help, right? I don't think she should be locked up. I do think she might need a psych eval, and maybe that will kind of help. I'm not sure though. I'm not into locking up black people or whatever, or even helping this weak ass government that we have. Sorry. And when I say government, I mean trickling all the way fucking down to the police department, trickling all the way down to the fucking safety patrol, crossing guards. I don't give a fuck about them, right? This woman is a bit sick. Like, you left your wig at the scene. You bought snacks. You know what I'm saying? You was going to camp out for how long? Answer me that. If your parents wouldn't have got interviews and the FBI wouldn't have got involved and your parents wasn't telling you come back, like, and the other lady that lost her child wasn't at your house and trying to help your family find you and stuff, how long would you have kept that up? That's my main thing. That to me would dictate how long she needs to be in a mental institution. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I've done some stuff, like I said, but this is making up that elaborate story, saying that a whole bunch of white people, I mean, I'm all cool. Blame it on the white folks. Blame it on the clear people. I don't give a fuck. My main thing was bringing a child into it, white or whoever. You already knew you was going to get that exposure. I felt like, did she really want the exposure? You know what? That's the confusing part. Putting a child into it absolutely was going to get the people, like, you know, up in arms. If she would have kept the child out of it, okay. Or maybe if she just wouldn't have said nothing. If she would have just disappeared and left her car on the side of the road, it just would have got towed. Family would have been concerned. I really do think the family is in on it. I mean, let's get deep into it, right? Just quickly. I think the family is into it. They knew, right? Because supposedly the ex came out and said something that this is all over. The ex came out and said that she was not mentally stable, that she shouldn't be getting bullied online, though, because even though she was wrong, you know, he forgives her. He just doesn't want to be with her. And nobody deserves to get cyber bullied, right? But he also said that the family sent him stuff that was, you know, making his stomach turn, talking about, oh, I hope that you're happy that she's disappeared or kidnapped and her body's on you. Something along those lines, you know, some shit like that. I personally, as a parent, I wouldn't be contacting the boyfriend or the ex, rather. What he got to do with it? He didn't kidnap her. And I feel like they knew that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the mom and the dad is just as sick, or maybe they didn't know. And, you know, but she, you know, the mom and the dad did the interview. One of these news stations, I don't know. And they were basically saying that she was kidnapped and that something was wrong with her, that she did have to go to the hospital, but they did end up letting her go, discharging her. So a lot of people made some good points. If it was something that she was just disheveled and possibly raped or beat or whatever, and mentally not sound, they would have kept her. You know what I mean? But she was sent there and released. So, I don't know. As a parent, you know your child. You know your child as a parent. And that's why I feel like maybe at first they might have really thought something was up. But looking at your daughter after she was going through all of this up and down and all this kidnapping and being fed Cheez-Its and all this wild shit and being relocated. Sorry. And you see her come to your house unharmed. You just know. I feel like you know who you raised. You know who you're around. You know your child. That's why I feel like, I'm not going to say they knew the whole time, but I am going to say at some point they knew. But she still went on that interview and said that, you know, oh, we need our time. She's just trying to mentally and physically get back to where she was. What does that mean? I do believe good dick in a toxic situation can 110% make you mentally unsound. 100% been there, sis. I've been there. All right. You don't want to let go. It's becoming toxic. Everything you say and do is becoming more and more toxic to the person. They don't want to leave. You don't want to leave. Maybe they are wanting to leave. You don't want them to leave. You do stuff to keep them around, to keep them feeling bad for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be for real. Men and women have done this, right? I just, this was just a lot, okay? A lot of women have done the pregnancy thing. Like, the man's about to leave. Oh, I'm pregnant. All of a sudden, you have a miscarriage. Okay. Okay. We know. All of a sudden, you want to hurt yourself. Men and women do this. All of a sudden, you can't live without them. You're going to hurt yourself, right? Come on. You know, it's manipulation at its best. This was the ultimate manipulation. If she wouldn't have looked up those things on her device, and if she wouldn't have said anything about a white child trying to lure her into the woods where she got kidnapped, she could have got away with this, right? I still don't think, that's why I'm saying mentally she needs to be checked. I still don't think that it would have got her man back. And I don't think she understands that. You know what I mean? That's the part where I'm saying she might need to, because what's going to stop her from doing something else or going to try to see him and hurting the girl he's with, hurting her kids, hurting herself, and especially because she's in the public eye now. She's in that limelight. You know, what's going to stop her from doing all of these things to try to seek more pity? I really am not okay, you guys. I need y'all to see that I'm not okay. Y'all keep making fun of me, da da da. But I need y'all to see that I'm not okay. Let me hurt myself, or let me hurt someone that I'm close to, or whatever. Let me act out. And mentally unsound people will think that, okay, this will really show people. You know what I mean? Whatever. I work with people that go through surgeries. I work with people that try to harm themselves through, you know, many ways. There's many ways to hurt yourself, as I have learned. And when that person, when it clicks for them that this isn't it, this isn't working, that's when it's like, okay, let me get on the straight and narrow. But sometimes your heart mixed in with your mind, mixed in with your emotions, will run you in some risky shit. It's true. And then you'll start thinking like, dang, this shit wasn't even worth it. Why did I do this? You know, sometimes it just really does take someone sitting with you and being like, hey, you realize you did this for this. Right. And I guess we don't want her to do that. Right. My main thing is, what's stopping her from doing that? That's why I'm saying she should be seeking some type of mental help. Because like I said, this was a crazy, this is a crazy ass movie. Oh, my God. Well, I did want to, you know, that was just part two. But also, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about some stuff I've talked about in my podcast before. But for some reason, it's coming to the light. And I love that. But These men that dress up and pretend to be women, y'all call them trans women, whatever. I call them men that dress up like women, okay? Just because, you know, this Just Hilarious situation came about. And she's a comedian, if you don't know who she is. Not a very good one, but a comedian nonetheless, right? Okay. I don't think she's funny. I didn't think she was funny on Wildin' Out. I mean, whatever, right? But, so, she's not all pretty in the face. I mean, when she gets dolled up, wig, makeup, whatever, she's pretty, right? But when you take all of that off, she looks like a little badass kid that lives downtown wherever, right? She looks a bit rough, right? I'm not saying she looks like a dude, just saying she looks rough. She doesn't look like the best, you know, without makeup. So she did a stand-up or something along those lines and mentioned the men that dress up like women. And some people didn't like that. Basically, she had went on the Breakfast Club. She was assisting them with the hosting. And she said that a man came up to her and thought that she was a man that dressed up like women. And she said, no, I'm actually a real woman. Like, I have kids. Like, I have a kid. So I'm a real woman. Like, I was born a woman. And he didn't want to date her because he actually did think that she was a man that dressed up like a woman. And she was like, no, 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 sweetheart, I'm an actual woman. So he was not interested. So she joked about that. And supposedly some people got offended. My thing is, let's just stop for a second. So many men that dress up like women now are coming to the forefront and saying that she looks like a dude. It's a difference between a woman not being cute without makeup and her chromosomes, right? Her DNA, her anatomy. That's female. Doesn't matter what you think I look like. You like the same thing I like. I don't give a fuck what you think about me as a woman. All women have issues, right? Whether it's, oh, your hairline is fucked, you're balding, you got, you know, saggy titties because you had kids. I mean, these are all natural things that happen. Maybe you have a little PCOS, I think is what it's called. So you have a little chin hair that you get lasered off or pluck. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of us have ass hair. Some of us have the strawberry legs. You know what I'm saying? Some of us have eczema. Some of us don't look so beautiful without makeup. Some of us has extremely bad breath. Some of us are very insecure, right? So we go get surgeries. It's so many things, like, you know what I mean? But it's not going to stop us from actually being women at the end of the day, right? So these trans men that dress up like, well, these men that dress up like women, what y'all like to call trans women, they have come to the forefront and started dogging black women. I think it's so funny because I've said in past podcasts that black women need to stop entertaining these weirdos. They're men that couldn't hack it being men in society because that's too hard, too much responsibility, too much pressure on their broad ass shoulders. So they decided to dress up as women. They decided to get surgeries as women. They decided to get their wig and look like us, right? And now they're complaining that we don't see them as real women, or we don't see them as women at all, trans or whatever. And they have a problem with that. At the end of the day, anybody that's not mentally fucked is going to see, when you die and they look at your bones, they're going to see a man. Doesn't matter what you dress up as when you die, whether you got a wig on or a goatee or both. When they look at your bones, they're going to see that you're a man. When they extract DNA from that, they're going to see that you're a man, right? I like to look at stuff on a base level. On a base level, the foundation, you're a dude. Doesn't matter if you decide to do Halloween all year round, that's on you. If you like to do that weird shit and look stupid all year, that's on you. We can see that you are a man. Your voice is deep. Oh, you took hormones? Your shoulders are broad. Oh, you was like a skinny ass dude and you didn't really have a lot of definition? We can tell by your hands. Oh, you go get the paraffin shit done and your hand, you know. We can tell by the way you walk. Y'all think y'all fooling somebody, but you're not. You're fooling a guy that doesn't give a fuck where he puts his dick. And for real, a lot of guys aren't fooled. They'll just put their dick anywhere. That doesn't make you special. That doesn't mean you're fooling anybody. You're not fooling us as women, because we can tell. We know. We can tell by your face structure. Oh, you got the Adam's apple shaved down. We can still tell. The way that a woman's neck muscles move when she swallows, or just how your mannerisms are. Y'all like to overdo the woman-ish that y'all do. We don't twirl our neck like that. We don't have to be extra and be seen. You know what I mean? Even your torso shows that you're a man. I don't know if y'all realize this. Like, go look at someone that's not a real woman. Look at what I'm talking about. The collarbone, the broad ass shoulders, how long the arms are, right? Compared to how long a woman's arms are. The hips, right? The torso length. It's all there. Shit. The knees. The feet. Like, the hands. Like, come on now. No matter how many implants y'all get, or any of those surgeries, you can't hide it. You know? It's always going to show. Hey, it is what it is. Only thing I'm saying is, you're not a real woman unless you were born a woman. And a lot of people like to talk about the people that was born with both parts. But what does the person look like? And what does their DNA say? What are the chromosomes? Because just because you were born with both doesn't mean that your body sees you as both. That's a mutation. Does that make sense? That's not something that normally happens. It just is what it is. Or if you look like a woman, but you were born with that part, usually at birth, they do something about that type of stuff. And if they don't do something with that, you just are what you are. But majority of the time, you're born with both, and they decide then. A lot of people don't even realize that they had both, because their parents never told them, because they decided what they wanted you to be. You know what I mean? Shit. We talking about organ wise. They decided what they wanted you to have. A lot of times, one of them don't work. Does that make sense? You might have a dick and a pussy, and then they'll say, well, you have ovaries, so the dick should go because the dick is not going to work. Does that make sense? Okay. And some people, I've heard, I don't know if it's a real thing, of some people having both, or having both of them work, or at least keeping both. Family couldn't decide, or family didn't have the money to get it done. Okay, but what is your gene saying? What is your DNA saying? What is your chromosome saying? You know what I mean? There's nothing that a surgeon or a scientist can say. You know, it just is what it is. That's what nature decided to give you. You just have to live with that. Dressing up as a woman, saying we don't own periods. Yes, we do, because no one else has periods but females. Females of all species. Not all species, but you know. I know dogs do. I know cats do. I know some people, you know, some animals in the animal kingdom have cycles, right? What I don't know is like birds, you know, I don't know shit like that, right? I don't think so. Mammals, yes. All the females do. You don't see a lion getting mad at the lioness because they're in heat and he can't get in heat. Like, this is a weird ass shit. You couldn't hack it as a dude. You decided to come and dominate women's sports. You decided to come and try to get women the fuck out of the paint and call us cisgendered women, or breeding humans, or what is that shit called? Breastfeeding or feeding people, like just weird ass shit. If it doesn't matter and you're not trying to beat us, you're not trying to take our spot, why change everything? Why are you so sensitive? Why can't you just be in your own little weird column, man, woman thing, right? Man, woman, kind of man, woman. Why can't y'all do that? Because technically you're trying to look like a woman, but you're a man. Why can't it be like man, woman, like humankind? Why can't it be that? Why can't it be like that? Why does it have to be that you're taking our spot or trying to? Then the dude said something like, oh, y'all just jealous because we competing after the same men. I don't know about you, but the men that I talk to don't like dick, right? They don't like musty ass balls, and they damn sure don't like trying to fuck a wound, because a man will never have a vagina. He will just have a wound. That's it. That's all that is. He'll have a makeshift vagina. That's a wound. Because any hole in the body that's not healing is a wound. I mean, it just is what it is. So they get these little plastic things, different sizes, that keep the wound open for them to be able to have sex. That's all that is. I don't know any man that wants to be with a man dressed up as a woman. There are men out there that like that. But like I said, we're not competing for the same men. I don't compete for men in the first place. Men compete to be with me. So we're also different in that. So I don't compete with no woman to get a man. It just is what it is. And I'm damn sure not competing with a man trying to look like me and imitate me in all the wrong ways, thinking we are going after the same men. If that man finds that man attractive, he's gay. He's not heterosexual, which means I wouldn't be going for him in the first place. Down low, bi, gay, all the same. It's all the same. They're all in that community. I don't deal with people in that community. So, and what I don't understand is, why don't trans women, men, whoever, dog, cat, fish, why don't they date each other? That makes sense to me. Because if we want to be technical, a man that's messing with a man that's dressed up like a woman is part of the ABC community. He just might be down low, but those are your men, right? Why go after men that are clearly heterosexual and trying to fake them out by dressing like and acting like a woman? That's the part I don't get. You can openly be with your own people and your community, and they would accept you and date you, right? But you don't want that. It's like y'all are trying to y'all are trying to get people to challenge and overthink their sexuality and make them confused to be in your community. The amount of people y'all have in y'all community, obviously, you seem like it's not enough. Y'all trying to turn people instead of just going with the people that are into that weird ass shit. The queer, the non-binary, the bisexuals, the all this weird shit that y'all deciding to put labels on. Keep that shit in the rainbow community, right? And then the people that are in that community that transcribe to that, fuck them. Because they're down with all that weird shit, right? Why come out of the weird shit to try to get other people into y'all weird shit? Because once you fuck a dude, or you give head to a dude, and you are a dude dressed up as a woman, he's going to feel some type of way. You know what I mean? And then you want him to think that his sexuality is being challenged, right? So that he'll be thinking, am I bi? Am I gay? Like, that's what y'all want. Confusion is the whole purpose of that community. They thrive in confusion. They twist words. They change the meaning of words. They try to bring up these weird ass, long ass words and definitions to make it seem like that they are in the right. It's all about confusion. These people don't love themselves. They're lost within themselves. They're mentally deranged. And who the fuck wants to be around something like that? You have to pretend to be someone that you're not in order for people to like you. Because if they saw you for the freak show that you were, they wouldn't fuck with that. You know what I mean? If you go to a man and say, a heterosexual man, and say, I'm a man, but I want to get to know you. If you don't get punched in the face first, some men are nice about it. I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. You know? But if you don't get, as a man, going up to somebody you know is straight and talking that weird shit, yeah, you challenging that man's manhood. You treating him like he's some type of slut, cuck, whatever. Like, come on. What are you expecting other than to get punched in the fucking mouth? Two men fighting, I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't. You know? Hey, and then you decide to, maybe sometimes you decide to lie and not tell that person. I don't know how y'all get away with it, whatever. And then that person wants to hurt you because you lied and you got him fucking on musty balls or musty asshole thinking that it's coochie, who the fuck wouldn't be upset? And that's why I think two men fighting or two men going at it or you know, trying to fight to the death, I don't see anything wrong with it in that situation, because men are naturally that way. Men are going to fight for their pride and for other shit. And, you know, you knew that because you a dude. You knew that. So stop playing with other men. Anywho, I just came up here to say the men dressed up as women are not women. Women dressed up as men are not men. It's a Halloween, extended Halloween, a dress-up birthday party, okay? That's what it is. It's not reality. Y'all are not living in your truth, and you're not living in reality, okay? Seek mental help, as I've said before. I just think it's quite funny now that they got what they wanted. They've got the push and the backing from Black women. Never me. I could never give a fuck about y'all. But from some of these weird-ass women that wanted to go against Black men, wanted to go against Black women, and wanted to back this weird ass shit, you get what you get. Now they dogging you out, talking bad about you, calling you fish, calling you all this other stuff, and you get what you get. Y'all wanted these gay best friends and these men that dress up as women friends for so fucking long. You got it. And now they're just showing you their true colors. Men will always have something to say bad about women, whether they dressed up as a woman or whether they are themselves and look like men. You know, it just is what it is. You got what you got. Okay. What the fuck did you think would happen? You thought him having titties and a wig was going to change how he was genetically, how he was feeling about you as a woman? He want to be you. He hates you. He, matter of fact, he loves you so much that he hates you. It's on some white people shit. Hate to say it. Guys that dress up like women have the same hatred for women as white people have for Black people. It's the same. It's very weird. White people hate Black people so fucking much that they love us to the point where they want to wear our skin, walk around in our skin. And I say that as they would take our skin and make clothes, hats. They want to be around us. They tan themselves to be like us. They go get surgeries to look like us. They are emulating us to the highest fashion. What the fuck did you think this man was doing? You thought he liked you so much that he was emulating the worst parts of you, right? Trying to look like you because he liked you for real? Because he really respected you? No. Some of these niggas are pussy and don't want to be a man, right? They don't like the responsibility of it, right? And then some of them are just so mentally challenged that they really do want to be us, want to wear our skin to the point where they go get the surgeries, to the point where they go and it's the same. I will never, I don't care who I know is in that shit, I will never support it. It's disgusting. I don't support anything in that rainbow community. It's disgusting. For all the women that are, you know, back them and now you're getting chewed out and being called all these names, you deserve that and you earned it, babes. So nothing else to say about that. Anywho, my time is up. I'm hungry. I don't know if y'all heard my stomach growling through this. I'm hungry. I'm gonna get me some food. And then I'm gonna watch, I've been watching this show. What is the shit called? Deep Fake Love. I finished that. Wow. I'ma say it's wow. Go watch that shit. And then I watched All the Queen's Men on BET Plus. I'm trying to get into Sisters. Nah, not really my skis. I'm trying, but we'll see. But I'm just trying to get into some stuff. If you guys have any recommendations for Netflix, Peacock, or BET Plus, send me a little note, okay? And like I said, I'm going to end it. I'm starving. I hope you guys have an amazing day. Let me know if you have any topics you want me to cover. I think I have something that I might, you know, shoot at you guys later this week. Today's Friday. Maybe next week. We'll see. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you in the next one.